Sports Day for Kia. The Kia Sorento, Drive Car of the Year. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome to Sports Day. Great to have your company. Carl Langdon and Paul Hazelby with you tonight. And there have already been some good headlines for Polaris, Australia's number one off-road vehicle brand. The first is the bloke who was BOG yesterday, Jordan Ngoe. He's been offered a week suspension, Hayes.
And it's the right call too, Carl. He went past the ball. He got Clayton Oliver, hit him high. Oliver had to go off. He did come back on. And it's good to see the AFL finally maybe having a look at the outcome being disregarded in this situation, because the action was there. And if you want to stamp it out of the game and be serious about eliminating concussion, then I think it was the right call.
Perth Wildcats into the grand final after beating Illawarra last night, 79-71. We got to see the finish.
Same score as game two it was for the Perth Wildcats, and good to see them go into their ninth grand final in 12 years. That is unbelievable from this club. And what about the performance of some of their players? We spoke a fair bit about Mitch Norton, who was going in under an injury cloud. I think he got injections for this game, and he played with a lot of gusto. And the other one is Blanchfield. He set the world on fire in the first half. Not so much after that, but no, they're through.
They are through, and more importantly, it's the first two of the grand finals, because of the situation over there in Victoria, is going to be played right here in Perth. So that's already been announced. So we'll have a chat about that a little bit later on. Nice to have your company here on Sports Day. We'll be back with more after this. You can get Ranger confidence for the price of a quad. Visit your local Polaris dealer today.
Sports Day for Kia. The Kia Sorento, Drive Car of the Year. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company. And out of the Perth Wildcats victory last night, there's an investigation into some abuse that took place around mental health. It was picked up on the audio from the television screening of the event last night, Paul Hazelby. And this is probably only one of the steps that we'd like to roll in a bit of a chat tonight.
Yeah, I want to have a bit of a dig about Caroline Wilson. And she made some comments last night on her show about Seb Ross. Now, Seb Ross missed a game on the weekend. He plays for St Kilda to be with his wife, who recently had twins. And I just thought it was out of line and missed the mark. And it raised a broader issue about the changing landscape in Perth, in sport in general. We've obviously seen a crackdown on protecting the head in the AFL on the back of David McKay and Jordan Ngoe, and also in the NRL, which I think is a good thing. There's also been some boxing going on at the Hawthorn Football Club, where Mitch Lewis, he was concussed by his teammate Jacob Kaczynski. Now, they were urged by Clarkson to go harder, and I've been in this situation before, Carl, where we lost a game by, I think, 60 points to Melbourne, and Mark Harvey, as the coach, put us all in the boxing ring to have one-on-ones. And with all your teammates watching, it got quite fierce.
Helmets?
No helmets, no. And towards the back end of my round with Greg Broughton, I got knocked out unconscious, and that's the first time I'd ever been concussed in my time. Hit the ground, and there were stars everywhere, and after it, I just didn't know what was going on for a period of time. So I can certainly relate to that. There's been recent allegations of swim coaches that have fat-shamed some of their swimmers. Now, I've been fat-shamed as a football player back in my day, where Damien Drum, at the end of a game, he basically went around every player and he got to me and he said, "And Hayes, you're fat, you're lazy, and you're a big head. You've got to go spend some time in the fat club," which was common practice back in our day. So it's raised a few issues for me that, are we going too far with all this, or is this a new norm that we now have to embark on and see it as being reasonable, in the sense that the landscape has certainly changed, Carl?
Well, mate, I was one bloke that would always get into the fat blokes, no doubt about that. And so, you know, straight away, I've got to go and have a look at myself in the mirror. And I know that Michael Walters was sent back to Swan Districts because he didn't reach the skin folds test. Now, that was the test at football clubs for us.
Absolutely. And if you didn't make it, you got a hard time.
Correct.
But I think going back, that was actually good for me, because that direct feedback, and if it wasn't that direct, then maybe you don't change your behaviour. I got fitter and I had the best years of my career after that.
Well, I suppose it goes like this, Hayes. If you weren't fat-shamed and you didn't do something about it, guess what? You weren't going to be playing, were you? And
no.
And I've seen a lot in women's footy as well, where, you know, and there've been some women that have found it really hard to deal with. And this is what we're talking about, though, is that there's a very fine line between you wanting to do something about it and your mental strength and maybe the person next to you who might not be that way inclined.
There's a massive difference, isn't there?
And everyone's made up of different things. And DNA says a lot. You know, some people are susceptible to that sort of scenario. We've seen it play out in professional sport in more recent times, just with Naomi Osaka, you know, and she was forced out of the tennis tournament just because she was made go and do some things that she just said, "I don't want to do. Can you please not make me do that for this tournament? I don't want to do it." Now, everyone said, "Oh, well, you get all this money." It's not about money. It doesn't matter how much you earn. So I think that we've taken some giant steps forward in racial, sexual, and religious vilification. maybe it needs to be extended a little bit further because you just don't know what might not offend you will offend the person right next to you.
Spot on with your comments there. What about boxing, Carl? You would have done a fair bit of that.
Yes.
For me, you can get a lot of confidence from that. And I think Harves was trying to toughen us up in a sense. And, yeah, look, I went down and there was another player that went down on that occasion.
Yeah,
but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I used to try and knock them out rather than be knocked out. That was always my philosophy. And if I was going down, I'd always have the philosophy of taking somebody with me. But probably you getting knocked out at training, to me, it was like Shane Strempel going back to Brad Hardy's days, which basically ended Robert Walls' coaching career up at Brisbane when they made the whole team fight one bloke. One
Is that
bloke.
Right?
Yeah, one bloke. If I got Brad Hardy on to you, you're shaking your head now. If I got him on the radio right now, and he has told the story before, to tell the story, you would be absolutely amazed. So there is going too far. You getting knocked out at training, in my view, is going too far. If you've got protective helmets and things of that nature on, and you get to a point where you are, and you don't know, but you are looking like you're going to get hurt, then you've got to throw in the towel. And you're not going to throw in the towel, but the coach or whoever's administering that sort of training has to have common sense.
And it's a bad look too for the AFL when you've got a lot of this concussion going on and they're clamping down on it, and yet we're having that in training sessions.
Good topic to have, Hayes, at Sports Day WA, if you'd like to continue that further. We'll come back with Stacey Marinkovic. Tell you what, aren't they flying the girls at the West Coast Fever? They are undefeated.
Sports Day for Kia. The Kia Sorento. Drive car of the year. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Time now to have a chat to Stacey Marinkovic, the coach of our West Coast Fever. And Stace, let's jump on the caboose. You're still undefeated.
Yeah, really, really pleased with the win this weekend. We knew that they sort of have a presence when they come up against us, and for us to get out there and play in front of their home crowd, it was a really good four-quarter performance.
You've now played against every team and you've beaten every team.
Yeah, it's a pretty good feeling. I think it's just a really good reflection of how hard the girls have worked, and I guess they've really earned their time off, coming into the bye week. And, we've just got to get the balance right of training and refreshing mind and body so that we can go again for the next half of the season.
Did you tinker anything with your first quarters? Because the last two have been pretty good, or was it more attitudinal?
I think it's just been an actual connection of both our attack and defence. Connection across the entire court. I think we've had to understand that we need both areas of the court contributing at the same time. But it's more that our defenders needed to be attacking really well in the first quarter and our attackers defending. So it was actually helping support either ends of the court that I think changed our intent and our focus.
We talk a lot about your goal shoot as well, but your defence has been outstanding too, led by Courtney Bruce. But Sunday, Ari Yang, some have been talking about her being included into your Diamonds team, and Frances Bayman, the three of them working really well. And you've also got Olivia Lewis that can come on and give a chop out when required.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the combination between Courtney and Sunday has certainly evolved, but they're sort of reaping the rewards, I guess, from the midcourt doing their work out the front as well. So it's really been a true unit defence. And Courtney's leadership is certainly continuing to mature, and the way in which she's been able to get the girls connecting and communicating has been, really, really good.
You went with Jess Anstey starting in the centre position up against Kim Rivalian. How do you see that matchup? Because Kim's a star player.
Yeah, absolutely, and obviously is known for her physical capacities and her ability to run out games hard. But I thought Jess had the wood over, I guess, the way in which Jess was able to pick up some good ball with her intercepts, but just the way in which I think her and Verity only had three turnovers each for the entire game with the amount of supply that we had, and obviously getting up to 79 goals. There's a lot of ball going through their hands, and it's obviously going through really cleanly.
Now, when it comes to keeping the momentum going, you've done all the hard work. You've got yourself up into the top two. You've beaten every team, as Hayes said. The challenge now, Stace, is to keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's always the thing coming into a bye, is you've got strong momentum. So how do you get the balance of making sure that the players get some downtime, because, they do need to have some time away from netball and actually catch up with family and just have a bit of a relax. But it's making sure also that we still got the same attention to detail in our preparation. And I think the conversation, you know, we're about to have is around, we've got a run of home games. We actually haven't had that before, so it's not being too comfortable at home, but making sure that our environment is really threatening to anyone that comes into it.
Stacey Marinkovic stays with us after this. Join Team Australian Made. Give it your best shot when exporting your Aussie products overseas.
Sports Day for Kia. The Kia Sorento. Drive car of the year. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. We're chatting to Stacey Marinkovic, the West Coast Fever coach. Hayes?
You shot well on the weekend. We know Janelle Fowler hardly ever misses, but it looks like she's improved again this year with her percentage. And also Sarah Glasgow, she shot the lights out, didn't miss on the weekend as well. And then when you did make the change, Teague Neild was even pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. Our goal attack, you know, got to that 85% across both players going through the position. And I think that's the thing. We're a double threat to post now and also a threat to the two-point shot. So we're making defenders guess. And I guess with the way in which our mid-quarter supplying the ball to them, you know, it's giving us a lot of opportunity. So really pleased with the progress of Alice and both Sasha Young. Players still evolving and learning and growing their craft, and obviously the experience of Janelle is really helping support that.
Has Janelle had a chance to get home and see her family throughout COVID, or she's just been stuck here the whole time? And how's she going if that's the case?
Yeah, no, she's in Australia. She came out, you know, the beginning of the year, and there's just no way to get back to Jamaica and then come back again without all the quarantine and a lot of travel. So, yeah, she'll stay put. She knows that, you know, what she has to do to be able to play the season. But she relishes the opportunity when she gets to go home to Drahana, her daughter, and you know, her partner over there. And then, you know, hopefully at some stage they'll be able to come out here when things relax a little bit and hopefully COVID gets more under control.
Now, does the coach get a break or not?
I've still got some games to watch. Obviously, got my Diamonds hat on over the weekend, making sure you see all the players out on court. But, yeah, certainly I'll have some time just to refresh. I think it's just as important that you come out with the same enthusiasm and energy. And, you know, we've got to make sure we do our mid-season review so that we know what we're targeting. So, yeah, mixed. But, you know, I want to keep my finger on the pulse to make sure that we make the most of this season.
Well done. You're doing a great job. Thanks for chatting to us, Stace, and we'll keep it going. It's done pretty well up to this point. Good on you.
Sounds good.
Stacey Marinkovic there. We will preview the big fight that's on tomorrow night with Ben Damon. Fox Sports main event commentator Paul Gallen against Justice Hooney tomorrow night. Looking forward to that.
Sports Day for Kia. The Kia Sorento. Drive car of the year. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company and looking forward to having a yak to Ben Damon around the Foxtel main event, which we will all be tuned into tomorrow night as Paul Gallen takes on Justice Hooney. Looking forward to this. So welcome to you, Benny. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well. Very excited about tomorrow night. So, yeah, we've got a massive main event with Paul Gallen and Justice Hooney and a really strong undercard as well. And, geez, they've talked it up this week, so everyone's pretty pumped.
Well, I was watching the promotion yesterday and Dean Lonergan, the promoter, he thinks that Gallen has no chance, that we shouldn't even watch. What did you make of that? He compared him to Winx versus Eeyore, the donkey.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to not watch. Dean Lonergan most certainly wants you to either get to the venue if you can or buy on main event pay-per-view because he sees the dollar signs when he talks. And he's been talking it up, but gee, didn't Paul Gallen give it back. He had a crack at everyone at that press conference, not only at Dean, the promoter, but obviously at Justice. And most notably, he said to him, I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to break something on you so that you can't go to the Olympics. And your dream that you've had since you were 7 years of age is going to be essentially gone. So, he's really trying to get into the head of Justice Hooney. He even had a crack at his dad, said how embarrassing it was that he's trying to live essentially his own failed sporting career through his son. So he pulled no punches. And We'll have to see how Justice Sunni reacts to that, because he's only had four professional fights. He's only 22 years of age, and he is headed towards the Olympics, but he's never had anyone talk to him like this. So he's trying to unsettle him, he's trying to wind him up, and he's trying to have an impact on the way that he performs tomorrow night. And we'll just have to see how it works.
Well, tell us a bit more about Justice Sunni. We know a fair bit about Paul Gallen, but what about his style? What will he try and do to get the win against Paul Gallen?
He's a heavyweight who boxes like a middleweight. He moves exceptionally well around the ring. Not only are his hands incredibly fast and his counterpunching on point, but also his feet. He just uses the ring so well and is able to cut off the ring on his opponents, get away from them when they're trying to get in tight. And that's what's so important tomorrow night, because we know what Paul Gallen's going to do. He's going to try and crowd Justice Sunni, try and bully him, use his strength, rough him up, and try and fight this fight at close quarters. But Justice Sunni not only has those really quick hands, but he has really good feet as well. So he will be trying to get away from him to stay long and use his distance, because he's a much, much bigger man. There were 7 kilos or so on the scales, but there's a great deal of difference in terms of height and reach. So Justice, being the slicker boxer, no doubt, will try and use that ability against the brawler that is Paul Gallen.
I watched the previous fight against Soy, and I thought that I expected Sunni to knock him out. He was much taller in that fight, but he didn't. It went the distance, and I see this as much the same, but I reckon Gallen is going to be a hell of a lot fitter.
Yeah, he's going to be fitter, that's for sure, than what Christian Soy was. In that fight, he had his moments, Christian Soy, and he did get in tight there with Justice Sunni, but he just didn't work hard enough, or he didn't have the conditioning probably to do so. Justice in that fight probably didn't try and get rid of him. He saw early on it was going to be quite difficult to knock him out, because he's such a tough guy, Christian Soy. And his father in the corner, you could hear him between rounds saying, let's just keep going, kid. Let's get the rounds and use this essentially as a sparring session before that Paul Gallen event. He'll be trying to get rid of Gallen. I think he's going to try and work the body of Paul Gallen. He hasn't been hit hard to the body much, and he could tell even in that Zoe fight that Sunni was really trying to bring out his body punching, and I think that was all in practice for what he's going to try and do against Paul Gallen, to test him out with those body shots. But we get to see just how tough Paul Gallen is. He appears to be incredibly tough. He just beat a former heavyweight champion of the world in the first round in Lucas Brown. And now he's going to take on someone who is just at the absolute peak of their game. And he's going to have to try and sustain a fair few shots, I think, and keep marching forward.
Great to have Ben Damon there. We'll have a sports wrap after this.
Sports Day for Kia. The Kia Sorento. Drive car of the year. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
We finish off with a sports update. ICC Test Championship prize money confirmed. 2-year cycle. Some countries playing a lot more than others too, but it was about a $1.4 million prize to the Indians, you're suggesting. They'll play New Zealand. $800,000 if you come second. And Australia a third. But it was an interesting little scenario, that one, Hayes.
Do we like it though, the ICC Test Championship? I'm not sure it has a place in Test cricket. I don't know if we want to get an eventual winner, but I think Test series are what it's all about, Carl. But some big signings at Carlton.
Yeah.
Harry Mackay, 2-year extension. And at the Perth Glory, Bruno Fornaroli, 2 years. That's a good sign.
And Port Adelaide's Robbie Gray to place 250th against the Gold Coast this weekend. So looking forward to that. That's what we've got time for tonight here on Sports Day. Hayes and I will be back from 6 o'clock tomorrow. We'll see you then.